It's the Theory Theory on POTUS.
You win some, you lose some. I'm John Feary. Earlier this week, the Senate voted to repeal Obamacare. The amendment failed. But that's not how either Mitch McConnell or Harry Reid saw it. McConnell saw it as a victory for his long-term strategy of taking back the Senate. Next year, 23 Democrats are up for re-election. And now McConnell has them on record supporting a law that he thinks is politically toxic. But Harry Reid also claimed victory. He kept his team unified and stopped the Republican momentum on this big issue. You win some, you lose some. Over in the House of Representatives, where I used to work, John Boehner is about to lead his troops into a months-long debate about the fiscal future of the country. The debate will start with a continuing resolution, which is shorthand in Congress speak for a law that keeps the government open. That debate will eventually lead into a vote on whether we should keep extending our national debt limit, and then conclude with a vote on the budget plans for the next year. Boehner has promised an open process. But what does that mean? It means that members of Congress, especially new members, are going to have the chance to offer amendments to cut spending. Lots of amendments. And they're going to offer all kinds of amendments and all kinds of spending, from small projects to big entitlements. Boehner doesn't promise that all of these amendments are going to pass. In fact, he is guessing that many of them won't pass. Unlike in recent years, Speaker Boehner would rather have an open process than have a predetermined result. He is going to let the House work its will, and he's going to win some and lose some. This is a refreshing departure from the days of Nancy Pelosi, Newt Gingrich, and Tom DeLay. When I used to work for DeLay, he would boast that he never lost a vote as whip. And while that was an impressive accomplishment, democracy is not always about getting your way. It's about letting the people be heard and letting the House work its will. Hosni Mubarak always had his way in Egypt, and after a while, that caught up to him. Revolutions come to autocrats. Evolutions come to democracy. John Boehner is going to win some, and he's going to lose some in the upcoming budget battle, and I, for one, am fine with that. The people will have a voice in John Boehner's House, and they're going to be heard loud and clear, one way or another.
The Theory Theory is on POTUS.